I was born in April, and I was at the island the 1st of July, 1924. Wow. And I only missed one summer from there on. And that was the year of the hurricane. I happened to be down on the Cape, and I was with a friend of mine, and I was late getting back to college because of the hurricane. That's the only summer I ever missed.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty.
In 1908, Harry Thompson bought the property on Friendship Long Island, which we now call our island. Uncle Harry was treasurer of the Moxie Company. This was his summer home. And in early 50s, he deeded my mother and father the 6 acres, which we now have, went with the old Willie Wharf. As long as Uncle Harry was alive, he kept the wharf up. But once he died, the wharf went to pieces. So Ann and Johnny, who was probably 8 or 10 years old, they built the wharf up by the use of a dory and the tide, put the rocks back, and he had a, what do you call those things with the arm on them? This one over there now, crane. He had a crane, and that's how they lifted those great big huge rocks and built the wharf back up. And up in the field, there's a great big tree, and around it's a hole, and that hole is where Mr. Willie lived. Of course, it fell down years ago.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling.
When we decided, my mother and father decided to deed the place to Ann and me, we moved the old red cottage from Uncle Harry's place, and that's where we started, and that's what you remember, I think. It was originally a store on the back side of the island, and Uncle Harry bought the building and moved it over and made a sleeping cottage. And when we were girls were kids, we slept in that. But we moved it down in 2 different pieces to our place, down near the water, near the Willie Wharf. And we had that, just very rough living, but it was fun.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling.
Then Ann decided he wanted to build a decent building. The squirrels were in the old cottage. They were terrible. So he'd had enough of that. Then we started building the house. Must have been 24 or 5 years ago, somewhere around there. And we all took hold and built it. Your father did most of the design work. I remember, as you say, we all worked on the porch. And we did it gradually. What was left of the old building, Ann moved around back of the shed where he keeps the tractors.
I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
How did we meet? Well, my sister met Ann down on the Cape. She worked in Falmouth for a private family. And he called up one New Year's Eve and wanted a date, and she had a date. My mother yells, "Tell him you've got a sister," because all the boys were in the service, so I didn't have a date. So I went out with him, New Year's Eve. That's how I met him. It was 5 years before we were married, because he went overseas, Plyland line to Russia. Heavy Automotive Maintenance Division. He went to school for that. The service sent him. And he came out with the highest mark in his class. for a fellow who only went as far as the 10th grade, that's pretty good. He never graduated because the things were really tough and he had to go to work on the farm and help his father. But he came out top. He even beat his lieutenant out.
The fire is dying now, my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane, where webs of snow were drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two.
Chucky was over at Al Roberts, and somebody had bought candy and put 50-cent piece on the counter. I think Chucky must have been around 11 or 12. He was old enough to know better. Mm-hmm. Nobody was around, so he pocketed the 50 cents. And he came home, and he was upstairs. And there was a knock on the back door, and it was Al Roberts. And he said, "Is Chucky home?" And I said, "Yes, he is." So I called him down. I came in here while I was talking to him. Al said, "You took something of mine and I'd like it back." Well, Chucky was pretty embarrassed, but he gave him back the 50 cent piece. And Al said, "Now you promise you'll never do that again." And he promised Al he wouldn't. So I didn't say anything. I waited for Chuck to tell me what happened, why Al wanted to see him. But I don't think he ever took anything after that. This bench shows the marks of 5 kids and 9 grandchildren. When Chucky was little, Bobby and Johnny turned this over and tied Chucky to it. And then they tipped it up. And here's Chucky like this with ropes cutting into him, screaming his head off when I came in. But he wasn't a hard child to manage at all.
If I could know within my heart that you were lonely too.
20 years after all my grandchildren who are now living are deceased, then the trust is no longer valid. I just changed my trust so that your mother inherits Chucky's 5th. And then from your mother, it'll go to you and Betty, and then to your children. But you can't sell it. If it turns out that nobody wants to go over there,